This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So let's start with Ibrahim alayhi salam. Of course, all of you know who that is, but one of the things that maybe a lot of you don't know is that Ibrahim alayhi salam is at the center of Islam itself. As a matter of fact, one of the names of Islam is Millat Abikum Ibrahim, the religion of your father Ibrahim. Right? So a name that Allah gave Islam is the religion of Abraham. It's one of its names. So unlike other prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam, we don't say this is the religion of Musa. Allah didn't use that language. Allah didn't say this is the religion of Isa, even though it is. But specifically, Allah Azza wa Jal used the affiliation with Ibrahim alayhi salam. Another distinction that Ibrahim alayhi salam has is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam has been told specifically to follow the religion of Ibrahim. فَاتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. You follow the religion of Ibrahim. You know, you must follow the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is at a very central position in Islam. That was not my stomach, I promise. I'll stand back here. Okay. So I would even argue that if you don't understand Ibrahim alayhi salam, then you will have something missing in your understanding of the fundamentals of Islam. Your view of Islam should be shaped, part of it should be shaped by your understanding of who this man is, alayhi salatu wasalam. He's extremely central to our religion. So we're going to start from that tonight, inshallah ta'ala. Simple question, how many pillars in Islam? Five. I'll show you today that all five pillars go back to Ibrahim alayhi salam, all of them. Starting with the shahada, of course, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. That shahada itself, that shahada of tawheed itself, is something that is the pinnacle of the legacy of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ma hadhihi al-asnam? What are these idols? He's the one who turns to Allah and says, inni wajahtu wajhi lilladhi fatara samawati wal ard. I'm turning my face to the one who created and molded the skies and the earth. In a society where everybody was engrossed in shirk, everybody was worshipping other than Allah. So I'll tell you something interesting about the city. In the Bible, the name of the city is mentioned. The Quran does not mention the name of the city where Ibrahim alayhi salam lived. But the Babylonian city or the Iraqi city is called Ur, U-R. It's spelled U-R in the biblical sense. And biblical archaeologists, it's about 7 years ago, they actually found the city of Ur buried about 30 feet under the ground in the Babylonian desert. They found the city. And when they dug up the archives of the city, they found that there are literally thousands of idols. Thousands. Every house has its own idols. Small ones, big ones. Now you understand, we know from the narrations that Azar used to build idols. Now we know he had a lot of business. Okay, because they were full. Every household had thousands upon thousands of idols. Now, here's the interesting thing. The Bible does not mention the names of these idols or what they were. The Bible just said they worshipped many gods. That's what the Bible says. They worshipped many gods. The Quran also does not mention these idols, but it does mention the journey of Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know that Ibrahim alayhi salam pointed to three things in the sky. You know what he pointed to and said, this must be God, or this must be God, or this must be God? You know what those three things were? The sun, the moon, and Jupiter, Kawkab. فَلَمَّا رَأَى كَوْكَبًا. Kawkab is the Arabic word for the planet Jupiter, which looks like a star. Now what's interesting about this dig that they did, they found three statues that were the biggest statues of all of them. And one of them is a guy that looks like his face is got rays of the sun coming out of it. It's the sun god. The next one, his head, is actually a crescent moon. And the third one is shaped like Jupiter, like the star Jupiter. The three main gods were the sun, the moon, and Jupiter, according to archaeologists now. The Bible did not have this information. Neither does the Bible talk about the fact that Ibrahim alayhi salam pointed at the sun, and pointed at the moon, and pointed at the kawkab. The Bible says nothing about this. No one knew anything about this until like 7 years ago. Subhanallah. And the Quran talks about the fact that he picked on the three biggest idols of their time, and he dismantled them first. He criticized them first, alayhi salam. So this is just small examples to illustrate to you that Ibrahim alayhi salam is the head figure when it comes to establishing tawheed, establishing the uniqueness and the oneness and the soulness, the aloneness of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's the first pillar. What's the second pillar? Salah, shahada, and then what? Salah. Salah, guess what? Whose words are Rabbi ja'alni muqima salati wa min dhurriyati? Master, make me the one who establishes the prayer, and out of my children, those who establish the prayer. This is a dua of who? Ibrahim alayhi salam. It's the earliest dua of salah comes from Ibrahim alayhi salam, directly. As a matter of fact, my teacher said something very shocking to me. I was studying with my teacher, Dr. Akram Nadwi, in England, and I asked him, what's your favorite ayah of the Quran? You know, when people ask me that question, what's your favorite surah, what's your favorite ayah? I say, depends on the month. I know what I'm studying. Whatever I'm studying becomes my favorite surah. Currently, I'm stuck on Surah An-Nur, so it's my favorite surah right now. But anyway, I asked him, what's your favorite ayah in the Quran? And he says, La uhibbul afilin. He says, that's my favorite ayah. Let me tell you what that means. You know how when Ibrahim alayhi salam saw the moon, and then eventually said, but the moon disappears, or the sun settles, and he says, I don't love those that disappear. I don't love those that settle. He said, that's my favorite ayah. I said, why is that your favorite ayah? Of all the ayat in the Quran, the fact that Ibrahim alayhi salam does not love things that settle is your favorite ayah, how come? And he says, because Ibrahim alayhi salam was demonstrating something. You know, human beings, we can only see the visible world. We don't see the ghaib. I don't see the angels, I don't see jinn, I don't see Allah Azza wa Jalla, I don't see heaven, I don't see hell, I don't see any of those things. Of the things that I can see, what are the biggest things that I can see? It's the sun, the moon, the stars. These are the biggest things that I can see. The most magnificent of the creatures of Allah are these, you know? And he says, the biggest thing that you can see with your eyes disappears. Allah shows you that the greatest of the seen is humbled before him. And he says, as a matter of fact, this is Dr. Akram's own ijtihad, and I believe it, I'm convinced of it. He actually believes that even the five daily prayers that we have, they're following the question or the statement of Ibrahim alayhi salam, La uhibbul afilin. The sun moves from its position, it's time for another prayer. Then it moves from its position, it's time for another prayer. And when it's settled the most, Maghrib, when it settles and it's completely weak, then our salawat become louder. And Maghrib, they get loud. And Fajr, when it's still weak, it's still loud. The loudest is when we completely demonstrate that the sun is weak. So Shahada goes back to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Salah goes back to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Rabbi ja'alni muqima salati wa min dhurriyati. By the way, incidentally, we pray in what direction? We pray in the direction of the house that he built. Isn't it? Subhanallah. What's the third? Salah and then zakah. What about zakah? We'll skip Saum. I'll leave Saum at the end because somebody's thinking, how is Saum going to be connected to Ibrahim alayhi salam? What's he talking about? That's crazy. We'll get to that at the end because we're in the month of Saum, so I'll leave that as number five. We'll skip the order around. So I'll go to zakat for you. Ibrahim alayhi salam, at least two sons, you know their names. What are they? Ismail, Ishaq. We just heard today, when we were listening to Surah Maryam, beautifully recited, when we heard about Ismail alayhi salam, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِسْمَعِيلِ, Allah tells us about him, كَانَ يَأْمُرُ أَهْلَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ. Ismail alayhi salam, who learned his religion from who? Who did he learn his religion from? His father, Ibrahim alayhi salam. He used to tell his family to pray and give zakat. So the family learns to not just establish salah, but also establish what? Zakat. Zakat goes directly back to the legacy of Ismail alayhi salam and through him to Ibrahim alayhi salam. You with me so far? I don't know how I'm going to show you that Hajj is related to Ibrahim alayhi salam. That's really hard. Because I mean, it's done in Mecca. He has probably nothing to do with Mecca. Oh wait. Oh, and then there's the sacrifice of the animal at the end. That has nothing to do with... Oh wait, that too. Yeesh. The whole ritual of Hajj goes back to who? Ibrahim. Maqam Ibrahim. وَاتَّخِذُ مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. Why are we even going to Hajj? Why is that house significant? It is that dua of that messenger. So I've given you four. I've given you Shahada, Salah, Zakah, and Hajj. What did I skip? Saum. Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't have Saum, nor did he have Ramadan. So how is Ramadan connected to Ibrahim alayhi salam? I'll show you. Ibrahim alayhi salam was building the Kaaba, yes? Which son was with him as he was raising the foundations? Ismail alayhi salam. They made a dua together. It's mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah says, describing this dua, He says, رَبَّنَا وَاجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكْ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا. Now they're making this dua. They're standing together. They're saying, Ya Allah, make us both Muslim for you. And among our children, there should be a nation that is Muslim right before you. In other words, today, the fact that you and I are Muslim is the answer of whose dua? Ibrahim alayhi salam. Even our name Muslim, according to this dua, goes back to who? Ibrahim alayhi salam. Subhanallah. Even that goes back to him. By the way, we are called Ummah. We are called Ummah. The only prophet that is called Ummah is who? Ibrahim alayhi. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan. The only other one. We're even connected to him by the term Ummah. Subhanallah. Anyway, I go back to that dua. They didn't finish that dua there. They continued. The dua they made was, رَبَّنَا وَابْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Ya, our Rabb, send a messenger among them. And that messenger will recite your revelations, your ayat to them. Which messenger are they talking about? Which messenger came from the children of Ismail who would recite the ayat of Allah? Which messenger? Okay, so Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, thousands of years later, is the answer of the dua of who? Ibrahim alayhi salam. Now that dua was answered on one night. That night is called Laylatul Qadr. On that night, Allah answered the dua of Ibrahim, and Angel Jibreel came and he gave the ayat to Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thus began yatlu alayhim ayatihi wa yuallimuhumul kitab wal hikma wa yuzakkihim. The dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam was answered on what night? Laylatul Qadr. Why is Ramadan important? Is it important because we fast? No. That is not the importance of Ramadan. The importance of Ramadan, according to Allah Himself, is شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Ramadan's significance is what? That the Quran was sent down in it. I will say it to you in different words. Ramadan is important because Allah answered the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam in Ramadan. Do you understand why fasting, even Ramadan, is connected to Ibrahim alayhi salam? That dua, that incredible dua, the answer to which is Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon whom the Quran is revealed, that answer is Ramadan itself. As a matter of fact, we are celebrating for 30 days what happened in one night. That one night is not enough to celebrate. Allah made it an entire 30 days. That's what He made it. And by the way, all of the things that I'm sharing with you, all of them come together in Surah Al-Baqarah. It's so beautiful. That all of it tying back to Ibrahim alayhi salam comes in Surah Al-Baqarah. Anyhow, so now I've showed you that how many pillars are connected back to Ibrahim alayhi salam? All five, yeah? So Shahada, Salah, Zakah, Sawm, Hajj, everything's going back to Ibrahim alayhi salam.